Glory be to God. We'll be looking at My New Dawn Era, Part 1. Don't forget that our vision, or God's vision for us for the year 2026, is that there's a new beginning, there's a fresh start. There's a new thing he's about to do that ear have not heard it, I have not seen it. It has also come to the heart of a man, of any man, what God is about to do in your life. Those who look down on you before, very soon they will be ashamed of themselves. For what God will be doing in your life will close the mouth of your mockers, and they will run into hiding. If you believe, you say amen. Amen. This morning, I'm ready to pastor a church that is sleeping. I want a church that's alive. If you're alive, let me know. Say amen. Amen. This is what will bring heaven to your help. And don't let God catch you quiet. Glory be to God. Are you not happy that we are seeing 2026? Then let's show it to God that we are happy, so that he can come and bless you. And truly he will bless you. My New Dawn Era, Part 1. And Isaiah, and our text is Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Remember ye not. It is not God who will not remember. You are the one who will not remember. Because God remembers nothing that is of the past, of the former in your life. So essentially, if you truly want to enjoy a new thing in your life, you must forget the past. You can't forget the past, you can't go forward. Even if you have succeeded in 2025, to your own amazement, God is telling you, that one you have seen, that success, that progress you have made, is small compared to the progress and the success I'm bringing you into in 2026. So he said, don't remember them any longer and don't consider them. Now what should we consider? Verse 19. The new thing God is about to do. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. He said, now it has spring forth. That's why you can't postdate your blessing and say, by February. No, it's by today. Every day is today. Every day is today. Keep expecting. Keep declaring. Keep taking steps. Keep working hard. Keep doing something that will provoke that testimony you want to share. Keep doing something that will provoke the testimony you want your world to join you to celebrate God. You must keep doing something about it. If you fold your hand, life will be folded. If you are up and doing, taking steps in faith, you are too sure that the new program God has for you will not be delayed. And it shall not be delayed in Jesus' name. Now God said, I will do a new thing. Say, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Will you not believe it? Will you not start acting on it? So we just say, God has spoken, and then we just go to our bed and sleep and cover ourselves. No. Faith is work. If you don't work, you are not displaying your faith to God. See, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That means the impossible. What men say you can't do, it can never be your type. Even you yourself have told yourself that it can't be me. That's why when men tell you that they want to sell their land and bring people back to say, help me sell. You say, you won't buy? You say, who does monkey what? And you are not a monkey. You are a child of God. And banana is a fruit that you can always buy by the roadside. The impossible will be done through you this year. Amen. So believe it, say amen. Amen. Now I am telling you, or God is saying that in 2026, you will do what is beyond your human capacity. What men will say, this is above this person, you can't do it. It's not for your time. But very soon, they will join you to celebrate God on it. It will happen in your life. I don't care what you have pursued in the past. I don't care how many times of failure you have recorded. I don't care how many attempts you have made on certain area of your life, and none of them have succeeded. In 2026, you will have them fulfilled in your life. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. How will God do it? He will first terminate the old. If the old is not terminated, the new cannot begin. So I say, how will you put them away? Don't remember them, don't consider them. They have brought pain and tears on your eyes, but can I tell you, put them behind. Kill the memory in your head, in your spirit, in your mind. Kill that memory. Destroy completely. Remember it not. So how God changed the story of any man is to first end his past, to begin with him anew. And by the grace of God, you will have a new beginning. There will be a fresh start for you that will bring laughter to you and give you joy. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. So God is always in the business of ending a painful, shameful desire. I mean, past. Every shameful and painful past, God has never relented in his attempt, his power to end it. We are the one that normally carry it forward. And God is saying, don't carry it forward. You have made several applications, nobody employ you. You have made several proposals, no job is coming. Attempt to marry has failed. Attempt to have children has failed. Attempt to succeed has failed. May see you as a lazy person, but you know you are not lazy. You are hardworking, but there's nothing to show for your hard work. Church, hear me and hear me well. Until you erase that from your mind and take a step that you will not be considering your past and say, what if you failed like before? Until you stop that, you can't expect a new program that God has for you. And the new don't tell you, stop it, because something new has come. And what God is bringing your way is not according to your power or your strength. It's according to his own. He say, not by power, not by mind, by what? By my spirit, says the Lord. It's the Lord God Almighty himself that will be your helper in 2026. And you will never fail. In the name of Jesus. So it normally ends a painful, a shameful, and a toiling in vain without result. That one has gone. You can't keep that in your memory. If you keep it in your memory, you are stopping yourself. The stopper of any man in Hacker 2026 is to keep remembering those painful and shameful events of the past. Those efforts that have failed. It's true they failed. But that does not mean that it will succeed again. If you have made a mistake, God expects you to have a retake. So you cannot sit by your mistake. You retake it. Mistake. Break the 1 to 2. You want to take it, but you what? You miss it. What do? You retake. That's all. And move on with your life. Don't let anybody this year come close to your life who will not tell you what God is saying to you. Who will tell you contrary to the word of God and God's promises. Who will tell you nothing good can come from your life? Who will arrogantly tell you, take the place of God in your life and write you off? Run away from them. Glory be to God. Why? Because those experiences have ended. They ended on Wednesday. A new thing begins for you from Thursday, 1st of January. So enjoy it. Expect it. Look for it. Walk towards it. Because it's obtainable. And you obtain it in Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Glory to God. This year you have fulfillment. You are in your new era, not the old era. Where your story becomes the desire of somebody else. Oh, they'll say, Lord, make me like this woman. Lord, please make me like this man. I don't want anything better. Let me just be like him. That will be your story. Your story will be the desire of many in the name of Jesus. So I therefore welcome you again and again to your new dispensation of joy, of breakthrough, of abundance, of every good things in your life in the name of Jesus. But remember, until the old is removed, the new cannot manifest. And it's your power to end the old. It's your power to end the old. Don't say, God, help me. You do it by yourself. You have it. He didn't say he will help you. He said, remember not. That means we have the capacity, we have the power to end all those nonsense. Those that make you look small, inferior. That make you remember that you are from a very poor background. Your father is poor, your mother is poor, so you are poor. And you see that you pity yourself. So the responsibility is on us now to leave behind us the old painful past and experience and move into the new era where joy dominates, where breakthroughs dominate, where there's progress, where there's upward moving, where there's forward moving, where there's prosperity, where there's sound head, where there's righteousness, where you do things and you become the envy of your world. When men begin to ask you, how are you doing it? How is it working for you? This year, you will have many of these questions. If you don't believe it, keep quiet. If you believe it, say amen. Glory be to God. Now, what is new done? What is new done? A new dawn is a divine turning point. A new point is a divine turning point, signifying the end of hardship, failure, darkness, and night. End of tears and weeping. And the beginning of hope. A new dawn is a divine turning point, signifying the end of hardship, sorrow, pain, barrenness, poverty, sickness, sinful life, to righteousness, and also the beginning of hope. The beginning of restoration of your life, of your dignity, of your color, of your beauty, the beauty of your destiny. Also of new opportunities. This one, you are not running after opportunity, opportunity running after you. He said, this blessing shall pursue them and overtake them. We are in the era of overtaking blessings. New opportunities for you. This is not the time to give all your time and all your life to chasing of anything or anybody on earth. Give most of your life and your time to chasing God. Chase obedience to his word. Chase love to his word. Chase service commitment to serve him, to please him, to make him happy. And every other thing will do what? Will follow you and overtake you. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2. It's our era of restoration of glory. No more shame. Nobody in 2026 will have the opportunity to talk down on you and look at you and say, who are you? Where are you coming from? There will be a restoration of glory for you. Amen. But over the years, Satan has a way of puncturing them and giving us the opposite that will make men to ask sometime, what is wrong with this person? But for in this new dawn, that glory has been restored to you. In Jesus' precious name. Psalms 30 and verse 5. For his angers endure but for a moment. There are individuals that the devil has succeeded in convincing them of guilt. They are always guilty of what the step they have taken. Even though they have asked God to forgive them more than 1 million times, they are also guilty 1 million times. They feel guilty 1 million times. They go around talking and thinking about it. They are weighed down 1 million times. Hey, the anger of the Lord. It's only the way I say that this, your challenge, is because of your what you have done. I agree. But tell that devil that God does not get angry with you forever. He says, anger is for what? For a moment. How long is a moment? In his favor is what? It's life. You are in his favor, so you have life. In other words, nothing can destroy you, either physically or otherwise. Why? Because you are in his favor. He said, weeping may endure for the night. What happened? Joy comment in the morning. This is the morning of our life. Our joy is here already. In 2026, no devil will tamper with your joy. In 2026, no devil will make you bow your head down in shame. But you'll be lifted. I say you'll be lifted. In the name of Jesus. Joy comment in the morning. This is your own money. Tell yourself, this is my money. So my joy is here. No more weeping. The dawn of the day for me is here. You must rise up and take your place in God. And tell no stopping of me. No devil can limit me. You must by yourself set your own limitation. And whatever you set for yourself, nobody can bring you down from it. Tell yourself, I must go beyond this. I am above this. I am more than this. Set that goal and pursue it. It's your new dawn. The old is gone. The old past that are so terrible, so bad, are gone. You are a brand new person. You must see yourself in that light. What to expect in your new dawn? Number one, a subtopic under our new dawn. We'll be looking at this throughout this month. What should you expect in your new dawn? Oh, it's my new dawn, it's my new dawn, it's my new dawn. Is it a song? It's not a song. It's a reality. It's the true state of your life in 2026. That's who you are. That's what you are. Well, what should I expect? What should I look out for in 2026? Number one, expect an end of an era. This is very fundamental. If it does not end, the new can't open. That's why if you are in a relationship with anybody, either friendship or whatever, close the door very well when you are exiting. Let it be clear to two of you that the door is what? It's shut. Otherwise, anywhere you go, you won't stand that one again. The one you are going to meet are the people who will pay you back for not closing this one well. If you're a business partner with somebody, close it well when you want to go. Until you know how to close well the past, don't dream of a new beginning. So a new dawn marks the end of a season or a period of sorrow, of pain, of suffering, oppression, of bondage, of hardship. And more importantly, the starting of a new phase of life. It does not just end it. It gives you a new start, a fresh start, the beginning of something new in your life. And can I tell you, you must keep dreaming. What that says to do? To get into this new phase, keep dreaming. You must always dream. Dream big. Don't have the dream of a lousy man who just talk wide, but is not a responsible person. In other words, he's not going to do anything. No. That's not what I'm talking about. Set a goal. Keep pursuing your goal. Some of you are business owners. I met with about 35, 36 of them on the last Sunday of last year. We prayed together. That means this church, we can have 36 or 35 millionaires. Very, very, you can explode as little as it may be in 2025. 2026 is an opportunity for you to explode. Let the world know you when you become a global reference. In that your small corner, but you become what? A global reference. That is the era we are in right now, not the era of smallness. Some of you have been working as civil servant all your life. There's nothing you do after you close from work. Except you steal money. You can't become a millionaire through salary. Because nobody will give you money that will make you a millionaire. The opportunity God gives to everybody to become a millionaire is through what? Through business, through trade, through your work, any means, whatever you are doing, outside end of the month salary. And I encourage every civil servant here who really want to enjoy their new dawn to start thinking of what they will add to their work. But it might be something that you can supervise. Otherwise, you just open a business for somebody to loot for you and go away. Says, girl, you become rich while you become poorer. Means something you can supervise, something you can sit up, and get every detail of the business every day. Not once in a while. Every day. I'm expecting, I'm also waiting by the grace of God at the end of this year, we have many group of companies. Among these 36 companies that we have registered that are already operating, we have what? Group of companies. It will have grown. Glory be to God. So a new dawn marked the end of an era of pain and sorrow and all the rest, and then the start of a new phase of life. This new phase of life is born out of dream. You having plan for your life. Sit down and ask yourself, what do I want from life in 2026? Don't just wake up in the morning, bath, go to work and come back. It's not better than a beast. No. There must be a defined goal. You must have something you are looking at that's before you and go for it. More importantly, add business to what you are doing. You may likely become a millionaire very in a short time if you have four sources of income. Four. And I take my cue from the Bible. Abraham. sitting on one source may not also promote this our new dawn faster for you. Praise the Lord. So you are not allowed to carry forward what to expect, an end of an era. You are not allowed to carry forward into the new era your past experience, especially of failure, of pain, and of difficulties. And so therefore, you are living your life like somebody who things are difficult for. You plan your meal like a poor and very poor person. You have never had a desire that you will enter Kekeknapep from here to Flame. Your mind is already, you have set your life. How many minutes? 10 minutes. I don't waka go there. Stop the waka. It's this is mindset. And in fact, that the money will never come. Ask yourself, if God bless me, what will I do with the blessing? Write it down if you can write. This is my target. Do you have a completed project? Who do you want to complete before our annual anniversary in May? That by May I want to park into my house. I want my car by me. This, any dream you have that you don't fix time for is useless. You will soon forget. And before you know it, becomes normal. Because there's no time. It's the time that keep you walking, that keep pushing you. In new dawn, you must do this. Otherwise, it will not open up. So you must also stop counting your past failure. This is how I did this, it failed. I did this, it failed. I did this, it failed. I made this one, I attempt. It didn't work for me, but it worked for others. Thank God it didn't work for others, it didn't work for you. But it can work for you. There's something even better for you. Why can't you just change your mind? Format your brain. Remove all those past failures, past pain that you have. And now sit down and tell yourself something good and new can happen in my life. And set them down to write. This is how to enter into a new dawn. This is what to expect when you want to enter into a new dawn. That an old era has to stop, and it has stopped. Don't go there and awaken it again. God has killed it, destroyed in your life. And like I said, failure has never been a destination for any man. It's an event. It's an event. God himself made the heavens and the earth. What happened? Darkness took over. What will you call that one? Oh, it's a challenge. We can't say God failed. But say what? It's a challenge for him. But he knew what to do. He didn't sit down there and be crying. Say, let there be light. Light is the answer to what? To darkness. Those are prosperity's answer to poverty. Health is answer to health, to sickness. You know what to call when the other one is happening. When you are seeing what you don't want, you know what you want. Use it to replace it. Glory to God. You will succeed. I said you will succeed. So you must put the past behind you. Forget when you went to look for a job and there was no job. You couldn't get married. You couldn't get pregnant in 2025. You couldn't get a new job. Couldn't get admission to school. Put them behind. Now you will get. Now you will get married. Now you will get pregnant. Now you will get new job. You will get new contract. So a thing that should occupy your mind. Not thinking about the past failure. Some of you that are individual in your life, you cannot forgive them. Anytime you see them, you are angry. Sir, you are the one, you are the padlock of your life. You have locked your life. You can't live in bitterness, unforgiveness towards any person. No matter the sin of that person against you. And move forward. You better release yourself. Glory be to God. So you are a brand new person. in your new dawn. In this new dawn, God is not seeing your past failure. He didn't carry it to 2026. He left them behind for you long ago. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. If any man be in Christ, he said what? All things are what? They are gone. Say, behold, it's new. You are new. New don't mean that you are new. Tell yourself, I am new. Maybe you are 30 years as a man, or you are 40 years as a man, you have not married, and it's disturbing you. When will I marry? Look at my age. Stop looking at your age. Go and carry a picture of 13 years old. And tell yourself, see me, handsome boy. I will marry by April. And even though there's nobody online to marry, but because you have fixed the time and say, I'm going to marry in April, the girl will appear. It may send you strange texts. It may just see you and greet you. And while it greet you, you will see a different teeth in her mouth that you have never seen before in your life. And before you go home, you will not be able to sleep again. That's the beginning. Don't say, Satan, I bite you. Ask God, is he the one? And if God says he's the one, you can marry in April. This is your January. Am I correct? Until you end the old, you can't enjoy the new. Never. Nobody do that. You can't. What if God help you not to be putting the past before you? You don't know the deliverance God has given you in life. And you can develop your heart to that level where you don't look back again. Just move on with your life. Nobody can be, can say anything. They can feel anything. Move on. As long as you are in righteousness, just move on. Number two, what to expect in your new dawn? Expect a total and complete transformation. Your life will be transformed. It does not matter how it looks today. But can I tell you? Before 3 months is gone in 2026, those who know you before will not know you again. God will have transformed your life. God is in the business of transforming men, changing their story from glory to glory. That's what we are in for. That's what we expect, that will be transformed. I expect that Hope Alakisa Assembly and Hope Tabernacle will what? Will be transformed. It will be transformed. We can't continue like this the way we are here. We'll be transformed. Beauty is about to enter here. See that way. Expect a transformation, a change of your story. Those bad times in the past, those failure of last year or years before, whatever it is, expect that this 2026, now that God has brought you into a new dawn, He is going to transform you and change all those kind of story. And every evil identity that man has given you to identify you, God is removing all those ones and giving you a new name in glory. A new identity. Expect a transformation. Either your work, either your marriage, either your health, in your academics, in your business, in any every area of your life. Expect a transformation that is not equal to any other thing. Isaiah 43 verse 19, where we read, say, behold, I will do a new thing. So you soul as a matter of urgent or urgency. Expect a total and complete change of the story of your life. That my story is changing. Last year you had opposition and they prevailed. This year they can't prevail. You will prevail over them. Prepare for it. That there will be a change in your life. Under the new dawn era, there must be a transformation. Otherwise, it's not a new dawn era. Why? Because a new dawn era is a shift from darkness to light. A shift from despair to hope. A shift from pain to gain. bringing unto you new glory, new grace, new life, new heart that believe God at any point. Not the heart that doubt, but the heart that believe God. Glory be to God. You enjoying that new glory. I say you enjoy the new glory in the name of Jesus. So you must constantly renew your mind. You can't renew your mind, you can't enjoy the new things. Because nobody put a new wine into an old skin. The Bible says the skin will burst. The old skin will burst. New wine is always in a new skin to preserve it. So you must work on your mind. Romans 12 verse 2. Can you give us so that everybody can read? Romans 12 verse 2. And be ye renewed, or be ye not conformed to this world. What people are saying around now, education is bad. I mean, Nigeria is bad. Don't forget about them. You are not under the provision of APC or Tinubu government or any other government at all. Not even Peter Obi. We are under the government of heaven. And God will always provide for you. You will not suffer hunger. God will always provide for you. He will make a way for you. So get your heart renewed by not conforming to the world, the system of this world. But be transformed by the new of your heart, of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable, the will of God. How do you do that? By the word. Go for the word. Make sure no day goes, you don't read the Bible. And try to understand what you have read. Think on it. Employ Joshua 1 verse 8, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth. But that's how do what? Meditate there in day and night so that you can observe to do what written therein. Then prosperity, good success will be your portion. You must always make sure it's a lifestyle from today that no day will go, I will not open Bible and read at least one verse and sit down to ask God to teach me this one verse. Give me an understanding. Teach me your word. It's the one that will renew your mind. Prepare your mind for new dawn, for the blessings of new dawn, for the encounter God has for you under the new dawn. It's the word that prepare your heart for it. A heart not furnished with the word of God, without God, will not hear him when he's speaking, cannot be led by him, cannot be inspired by the Holy Spirit. You need this renewal of the mind, and it's by the word. It's by the word. It's by the word. It's by the word. You must read the word. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So in your new dawn era, you should expect a major, what do I call it? A major change in your life. Expect it. That God is going to transform you. What God is bringing into your life will transform you. But you must make your life ready. Prepare for him. It must be a life that he can visit. He can talk to. He can speak to. He can fellowship with. It's not every life that God talk to or mingle with. So every area of your life ought to enjoy this major change. Like the life of Joseph. Joseph in Egypt, who rises from slavery to royalty. He was in the prison, was first a slave, from slave to prison, from prison to the palace. There was a major change in that man's life. He was transformed. He was taking order from people before. But when his new dawn came, he was the one giving order to a whole nation. Not just nation, the whole world. Because the trouble of the world was can only be solved by one man called Joseph. And he was the one in charge. Joseph enjoying true new dawn. He has a transformation, a complete transformation. He was not able to marry until he met his new dawn. He was sold at age 17, and at age 30, he has entered the palace. That is 13 years difference of suffering, of punishment. You know, 13 years suffering can make you think you are already 50 years old. He was able to get a wife, have his own children, have his family, and then he was in charge of life. Whatever you are not able to meet or to enjoy in the years past is because this transformation has not occurred. When it occurs, no devil can stop your progress. And in this year of our new dawn, God will transform you. He transformed Joseph, and that was the end of the story. His life changed. This is how your life will be in 2026. If you believe, you say amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Everyone here must make his or her life ready for God. Transformation is obtainable, it's desirable, but you must prepare your heart. Make sure your heart is glued to the word of God. What's the word of God? The one dictating what your action and what you are doing. You are good to go for transformation. And God will transform you in Jesus' name. Now the communion is before us here. Another opportunity to be empowered by God to engrace us to take our new dawn that does not slip off from our hands like others. It's possible you have been shouting showers of blessing 95 and you have never showered with blessing. It's not God's fault. It's not anybody's fault. It is you. But in this new dawn, mission does not occur. The communion is about to, we're about to take the communion of the Lord. Appear before his table. This is the purpose of communion, is to empower us. Nothing more than that. Give us God kind of life. God kind of mind. Take pain away from our lives. Reset our life. Make us viable for blessing. So we're about to, don't come here empty handed. And don't come here, I mean, empty minded. Talk to God in your heart. As I take this, Lord, empower me to really enter into my new dawn and take my transformation. Let something new begin to happen in my life also. I want to join them sing the song. I want to also join the people who are enjoying God and his blessing. I want to be online with them. I want to join them. Can you please bow your head down where you are first before we rise up?